BCC, and then you go to calculate the density of states of BCC. And the first time that a student's calculated density of states for BCC, I got this one up in the corner where they only used nearest neighbor solutions. And I wasn't happy with it because I thought it should start like omega squared. It shouldn't start out linearly like this. And I have my arguments for this, and I will show you later why I think they should all start, all three-dimensional phonon density of states should start out with omega squared. So when that didn't happen, we looked into the idea that not only do we put linear springs to the nearest neighbors, but also linear springs to the next nearest neighbors. So you make the model a little bit more complicated. When you do this, it does not change the symmetry of the crystals, and it also does not change the normal mode solutions. Even though you put more springs in the problem, the normal mode solutions stay the same because you don't change the symmetry, but it does change the dispersion relationship a bit and the density of states. And as soon as you put in second nearest neighbor, so C1 is the spring constant to the first nearest neighbors, and C2 is a spring constant to the second nearest neighbors. And as soon as you put a little in, you do get this omega squared form like this. And now the density of states and the dispersion relationship depends on the ratio of C1 and C2. So we plotted a bunch of them out.